good, clean controversy.
And we are back. just hearing all the stuff Joseph is doing in March and what we got to do, I'm tired.
I agree with that.
So we were talking about what's coming up.
Let's talk about the food drive.
Okay, yes, yeah, but I'm going to go down. Well. Yes, but let me go down through. So we have on March 22nd, the first Claw Nation Canadian Invasion Party at the Black Eagle on March 22nd. So on a Saturday night from 10 p.m. till closing, which is about 2 a.m. There will be a puppy mosh pit from 10 to 11 p.m. There will be hopefully a jock auction. If you know any title holders in Toronto, I just got Mr. International Rubber just contacted me today, so we'll contact him tomorrow. We're looking for title holders to be the models for the jock auction. There will be some 50-50, I think, tickets. It's a big fundraiser. It's going to be a great night. Come out and...
Also, we're going to have a couple passes for Claw. So
yeah,
two weekend passes,
which will be great. And then the last Saturday, which is March 29th, we are at Envy Lounge. It will be our last. Yes. Mm-hmm. It will be our last, actually, Fetish Kink Night of the season. We're finishing a bit early this year because we're too busy.
We have a season?
Yeah.
We actually have a season.
Yeah, we have a season. So come and join us. It's going to be a great night with it's a food drive. And the way we're going to run the event, there's going to be some great entertainment, a few live performers, some drag king, drag queens, plus our dungeon room will be open. With a $5 donation, you get to use the equipment. There will be a 50-50 draw, some shooters. It's going to be a great night, but the way we're running it is that you will be able to buy food.
Or you can bring it.
Or you can bring it if you want, food, and tip the performers with the food. It's all going for the...
Project Share.
Project Share, which is a local area here.
Looking at a food bank, yeah.
A food bank, which all the food is going to go there. March is the time that a lot of food banks need our help, and usually right after Christmas. So it's a great cause. Come out. Tell your friends. It's going to be kink. Drag and
kink,
drink.
Drinks and drags.
Yeah. So it's going to be fun.
So I'm probably going to do a demo. I'm going to light somebody on fire, I think. I might light two of you on fire, actually, at the same time.
With that two-headed dildo in us?
No, I cannot put the two-headed dildo in you. Like, oh. Anyways, I just got a little hard. Can't do that. Yeah, so definitely we'll do a fireplay demo there as well. But as Esther Rock was saying, well, the reason that we're doing the food drive now and not before Christmas is everybody does it before Christmas. So what we want to do is we know that the food banks, why are we advertising for this company by having this in front of the camera? Can you move
that
out of the way?
Oh.
We don't get
Krispy Kreme.
I couldn't figure it out. We don't get paid for that. We're not. Anyways. They need that food as much after, if not more, because you know what? It's starting to dwindle again. So definitely. And I understand that I can't throw the cans of food at the performers. I have to hand it to them. I've got it.
The reason is that I like you. And I want to keep you around because, trust me, you do not want to fuck with a drag king,
you know,
or a drag queen, because you better run, motherfucker, run.
What if she has a helmet on?
We've got to check out the pet food stores. Or the pet stores?
Why?
Because I've seen, like, foam. You know, they have play toys for dogs and made out of foam.
Yeah.
And I think I've seen canned good ones.
Okay, let's not go there.
Foam ones.
It's fucked up. All right. And the other thing, too, is if you are in the Niagara region, or I'll go as far as well. I'll go within, you know, a 20-minute drive. You make it worth my while. I will drive to your house. I will pick up the bag of cans. You don't even need to leave your house. I will come and get it.
And if you're in Toronto, just drop by at 490A Yonge Street on the second floor from Wednesday to Friday. I'm actually going to put a box there. And please feel free to come out and donate. If you're in the States, you know, drop them off at Boyne Hill. Contact us.
Yes.
Well, in the Tonawanda's area.
In London. We have Slave Wayne and Boy Alex there. All donations are accepted. It's a great cause.
Yep.
You know, I remember when I first moved to Toronto, I had to go 2 weeks to a food bank. And because I didn't have the money.
They can't come?
Fuck off. That's easy to find no matter how broke you are. Now, food is a different story. So if you can donate.
You had to do, then you had to get the cum direct from the source to get the food.
Wow.
Too much? Okay.
I was waiting for some other type of comment about.
Well, if you blow him, he may feed you.
That street. No, that corner was under. Your corner was under construction at the time.
No, I can truly say and proudly say, not that there's anything wrong with it, but being a female impersonator, drag queen, I've been known to walk the street. I have never charged for it. I have never worked a corner.
Here we go.
Or even as a man, I have never taken money for sex. That's probably one of the mistakes.
Oh. Actually, you know, that was another thing, Boyne Hill, as I was talking. You were around when we had the pro-dom conversation, right, Mark?
Yep.
I was talking to CB, CB Kirby, in regards to the pro-doms and stuff. And he's got a very interesting story in regards to how he was brought up in the community. He was brought up by a dom, not a sir, like a female dom.
Right. Oh, okay.
And had some really interesting insights. Whenever we meet up, we've met up a couple times now. Last time was last year at Claw before this, and I mean we get into some pretty deep conversations, and it was really neat. We got into the pro dom thing and everything else. It brought it to mind because you said charging for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean that may be an idea to get him on here by himself and do one of those things. He's just one of those people that you know like. You know, like he's old as dirt. He's got a ton of stories in that, but.
We're teasing. He's actually a very handsome guy. He's got a wicked sense of
humor. He's younger than you.
I know.
Okay, sorry.
Well, that doesn't say much.
Now, listen, Grandpa.
With how many grandkids now, there, boy? Seven? Yeah. You're like a great, great grandpa almost.
But no, he's a sweet guy, and he's cute, actually. He's very cute.
Yeah, so that was the food drive, and then do Claw the food drive,
and then we're going to Jersey.
Jersey, yes.
So March is crazy, and then we're going to Windsor
for the pup thing.
For the pup thing, so it's crazy, crazy, crazy month, and then April we have Claw, which is on April 27th.
Yep.
We will be at Claw from the Thursday to the Monday. Some of us are staying till the Monday.
I really wish we could do the show from Claw Sunday. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be if we could figure that out.
I could probably figure it out.
Just stay out of my room.
Oh, God.
I'm going
to do it in the pup's room, in the boys' room.
Really? Anyways, go on.
So we're going to have Claw, and then the next thing after that is going to be opening, the trailer season's going to start. So Boy Alex is going to be, actually we'll be able to stay in our trailer so Boy Alex can relax. Because we don't have, we have to do a few little renos on the inside of
it. Wait, you're talking about that floor? You can still be there. Yeah. It's a big deal.
We don't have a couch.
So? How often are we in the trailer?
Every day?
We could get one of those old, we could go back to one of those 60s blow-up couches. Remember those?
Well, I don't care.
With all of us, you know how long it would take us to pop that fucking thing?
Yeah, and remember,
we could have fun doing
you sleep time. On it.
We built the boys a goddamn shed. They're going to get their asses out there this year, clean it up, put the fucking mattresses in there, sleep there.
I tried to get the mattresses, sir.
I can get the foam. That's no problem. Boy Alex is laughing because I have my nice two-bedroom with full appliances.
We did not get that damn shed for you guys to be, not sleeping in it. That's it.
We'll just get Boy Neil to build a few things. So, this shed that we built, and some of you don't know, we're a part of a great park. It's called the Point tent and trailer resort. Sorry, ladies who are listening, it is a male-only, clothing optional. Most of the year, there's three times a year. There's a weekend in early June, August, and then Thanksgiving weekend. And Halloween, actually,
but
now.
But Thanksgiving, you have to keep your clothes on.
Yes. So Thanksgiving and Halloween, well, it's usually cold, so if you want to walk around naked, that's up to you. But it's a great park, and we have a summer place there. Borealex has one, too. And it's really nice to go and relax. There's a pool. We do some events there, too. There's a big play area in the woods.
And we do crude there.
We do forbidden there. Forbidden is a big event.
Pansexual event.
Pansexual event, August 14-ish.
Around that time.
Period, which is male, female, transgendered, anybody in between can come up. We take over the park. There's a huge play tent that's set up. There's all kinds of special events, great pool events. It's quite fun, so you may want to look it up. It's
get-to-the-point.com. It's in the chat room right now.
It's in the chat room. So look at that. It's a great place. So we're going to be quite busy for the next couple of weeks.
But we'll be here Sunday to do another show for you.
Yes. Yeah, so if there's anything you would like us to discuss, please don't be shy. Please share your links and our links on your Facebook page. And contact us. We do accept donation. It costs a little bit to keep this show going. So for a $10 donation, we appreciate it. It goes to pay for the internet bill and equipment we need to get. So if you'd like to donate, do so. What else is going on?
That's about it. Yeah. I think what else is going to be going on is me going upstairs and plopping my ass down in bed.
Upstairs and watch a little TV.
Quietly.
For a little bit.
Yes.
So thank you, everybody. Thank you to our friends in Cleveland and to a great weekend.
Yes, thank you for having us down.
Thank you for my brothers for a great weekend down here. We had a wonderful time Friday and Saturday.
Apparently you boys did real well.
So thank you, boys.
And Slave Wayne, Master and Sir Love, the leftover chicken Waterton, as he called it.
It was very
good. He actually made a dish without a recipe.
Wow.
And it was great.
Boys are growing up.
And then I make a dish with a recipe. How opposite. I made some great mushroom risotto, and I needed the recipe.
So thank you, everybody. Remember,
everybody in the chat room, Chomper, Puppets, Brona, Dakota, Save Wayne, Boy Alex, everybody. Anyways, it's been a really good show, and if you're going to play hard, play safe.
Pronounce my name. You didn't wait for all the information before you turned me away. Wait a minute, sir. You kind of hurt my feelings. You see me as a sweet bad blood and poet, and you got me all together.